TV.
The careful observer will note that the title of this video is not How Not to Be Disappointed When the Snatching Away Doesn't Happen on Tuesday, or How Not to Be Disappointed When the Snatching Away Doesn't Happen 2.5 minutes from now, or 75 seconds from now. The title is How to Live and Revel in the Guarantee of the Snatching Away. This is a profound difference. So two completely different ways to think about the timing of the snatching away. One will lead to disappointment, one will not. And I didn't fully understand these two different ways of looking at the timing of this until I saw Scott Hicko's video. I wrote it down here. What was the title of that video? Prayer Amid Struggles of a Snatching Away Hope While Living Everyday Life. I know that sounds pretty serious, and I watched it, and it is serious. It's a serious thing. I love anyone who takes the snatching away seriously. It's as serious as can be. Never has the Apostle Paul written such clear, definitive words, simple words, easy words. One of the clearest, most understandable statement he ever wrote, 1 Thessalonians 4:13-17. The snatching away. You know it well. I'm not going to read it here. I should. It's epic, but it's difficult to believe. But I thank God that he gives anybody the faith to believe it. Some people, they believe it. They just don't want it to be for them, because they love the Ian and they want to live a long life. They don't like the idea of radical change. They're comfortable on earth. But I thank God that Scott made that video. If you've never heard of Scott Hicko, he's a teacher in the body of Christ. He probably doesn't call himself that because he's so humble. He's a very low-key guy. I'm kind of excitable compared to Scott. Scott's very measured, in control. He doesn't make any kind of, you know, sudden movements. But when you follow his teaching, it's fantastic, solid. The guy's got a handle on the truths belonging to the body of Christ. So I'm going to put a link to his channel. He has a YouTube channel. He's got quite a few videos out there. Quite a few views, so I'll put a link down here again and subscribe to Scott's channel. But today I'm going to comment, by the way, hello everyone, I am the overreactive, mobile, excitable Martin Zender, and I'm the MZ behind MZ TV. I'm been called the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, and it ain't bragging if you can do it. So I welcome you to this show, and like I say, I'm thankful that Scott was so honest, and he struggled publicly with this, and I watched the show, and I'm like, wow, this is really interesting, because I love how Scott's looking forward to the snatching away, but I can see how he's believing on it in a little bit of the wrong way. And so I'm gonna help that, and I hope I help many people who or maybe thinking of it in the wrong way, and maybe people who are disappointed every day that the snatching away doesn't happen. I am never disappointed. I'm the guy who said the snatching away could be in 5 minutes. I expect it every 5 minutes. Then I upgraded it. You remember God said he was going to shorten the days. It was Jesus that said that. Going to shorten the days, because no one could be saved if the days were not shortened. So I decided to become an imitator of God. So I shortened my time from 5 minutes to 2.5 minutes. And then somebody made fun of me. I forget who it was. Somebody made fun of me for 2.5 minutes. So that pissed me off. So I reduced it to 75 seconds, which is half of 2.5 minutes. Another way to say it is 1 minute and 15 seconds. You can say it either way. It doesn't bother me. 1 minute, 15 seconds, 75 seconds. Anyway, I'm known for that. I'm known for this. Because I want delivered. This is a healthy attitude. I have the helmet of the expectation of my salvation on all the time. Paul talks about, which we've been talking about, 1 Thessalonians 5:8-10. I'm wearing the helmet. The expectation of my salvation. And we're living, here's the key, we're living in an era. I'm going to quote Scott here shortly. You're going to see the whole thing. I got two examples that you're going to love. I made up two analogies. I'm going to give you Scott's analogy, which is not a good analogy. I'll explain why. You see, we are living in the era of the snatching away. It's prime time, baby. We're not waiting for everyone in the body of Christ to die, as Clyde Pilkington teaches. We're not waiting for another era to take place. This is the era. There's no other people to whom this is going to happen. We are the people. Paul himself and every first century member of the body of Christ expected the snatching away to take place in their lifetimes. So, you know those arrows at the mall map? You get an arrow that says, you are here. Well, we are there. We are there. So it's true. I am never disappointed. The guy who invented 75 seconds from now is never disappointed that the snatching away didn't happen today or in 2.5 minutes. I've joked that I realize I've confused people. Maybe I've confused myself. Because I know I'm never disappointed, yet I think I have said, no, I know what I said. Think how many times every day I'm wrong. Take 24 hours divided by 75 seconds, however many seconds, you figure it out, however many seconds are in a day divided by 75, and that's how many times a day I'm wrong. But I'm never disappointed. I'm like, how could that be? Now I realize, because I'm thinking about it correctly. And again, the title of this show is How Not to Be Disappointed. No, what's the title? Oh, that's not the title. This is not the title of the show. How Not to Be Disappointed When the Snatching Away Doesn't Happen on Tuesday. The title is How to Live and Revel in the Guarantee of the Snatching Away. Okay, if you're not sure what I'm getting at yet, of course you're not, because I haven't gotten to it yet. This is all introduction. This is all introduction. So I'm never disappointed, and I've had to analyze myself as to why that is, and I have done it. I have done it, and now I'm going to teach you how to do it. I will repeat this. We are in the era. We are the people. This is the time period. Not only is the snatching away like not impossible in our lifetimes, but it is guaranteed to happen. We're in the time. We just don't know when within our time it's going to happen. We don't know, like our Lord said, no one knows the day or the hour. But he didn't say that we wouldn't know the season. You have to pay attention to what he didn't say. And we've just been looking at that in Matthew 24. He said no one knows the day or the hour. But in the same context where he says no one can know the day or the hour, he tells the disciples to watch. Well, that seems contradictory. No, it's not. They're to watch for the season. Remember, he uses the fig tree. When you see the blossoms on the fig tree, when you see the little figs coming up, you know it's summer. What is that? It's a season. For us, it's even more imminent because, as I said, Israel's looking for seasons. We are not. We're just waiting for the thing itself. I think one of the key words here is guarantee. A guarantee. Constantly living with a guarantee. This thing is going to happen. We just don't know when. Okay. Now, I'm going to read a quote from Scott Hickel. Here's what he said in his video, which I linked to yesterday. If you want to watch it, go to yesterday's show, hit the Show More tab, and you'll see the link in yesterday's show. Quoting Scott, I do continue to have struggles looking towards the snatching away and still trying to live my everyday life. You know, I'm not someone that can really think the snatching away is going to happen on Tuesday and then just go back to work on Wednesday. I mean, that's emotionally draining. To look for something every day and not have it happen. That's taxing. That's tiring. That can be frustrating. You know, it's like transitions are difficult. Okay, so you notice one thing that he mentions he is disappointed about, and that is, for instance, thinking the snatching away is going to happen on Tuesday. Now, this is a fine line. It could happen on Tuesday. It could happen a minute and 15 seconds from now. But I guess technically, I don't think it is going to happen a minute and 15 seconds from now. But it could. And I live in the guarantee that we're in the ballpark. We're in the time frame. Like, there's nothing blocking it. There's nothing that says this can't happen now. Like Clyde Pilkington says, this can't happen now. That's what he says. This can't happen now. This cannot happen in your lifetime. Why, oh, Clyde? Why? Why? Well, because every member of the body of Christ must die. Why? Why? Well, because I mistranslate 1 Corinthians 15:22 as an animal die. I know that's not the right translation. That's King James. And I always use a concordant unless it doesn't suit my needs. And I want to die. So I use the King James version for that. Okay, Clyde, thank you for explaining that. Thank you for explaining it. Is there anything else? Yes, where Paul says we shall not all be put to repose. Yes, Clyde, I'm quite familiar with that verse. Well, that doesn't apply until the consummation of the eons. Wait a minute, what? You heard me correctly. When Paul says we shall not all be put to repose, it sounds an awful lot like Paul saying we shall not all die, like we not all members of the body of Christ will die. Yes, that is what Paul's saying, but that doesn't apply in this lifetime. It applies thousands of years from now. When, Clyde, when? At the consummation of the eons. But wait a minute, at the consummation of the eons, everyone is made alive. Why would that be a great revelation? Why would Paul march into an arena where everyone's been made alive and say, psst, I have a secret, we shall not all be put to repose? No, that does sound idiotic. Yes, it sounds idiotic. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on. So, no one is saying when it's going to happen. I never think in terms of, I think it's going to happen in 2.5 minutes. So, even though I say a minute and a half, or a minute and 15 seconds, and Scott here is saying, I'm not someone who can really think that the snatching away is going to happen on Tuesday. See, I don't really think that it is. The key word there, I think, is, that it is. If you think it is, if somehow you think it is going to happen on Tuesday, as you're watching this, it's Wednesday. Let's say it's going to happen Wednesday night. If you're convinced that it's going to happen on Wednesday night, you're going to be disappointed as hell. And the example Scott gives tells me why he's potentially disappointed and disturbed and emotionally drained. It's because of this. Quote, you're a child of divorce. Your dad is coming to pick you up tomorrow, and then he does not show up. That was, I was quoting Scott Hicko there. You're a child of divorce, let's say. He says, your dad is coming to pick you up tomorrow. Your dad is coming to pick you up tomorrow, and then does not show up. Yes, that would be absolutely devastating, because you're given a time. The father says, I'm going to be here tomorrow morning to pick you up, son or daughter, and then doesn't show up. And then that happens over and over and over again, and the child is devastated. The child can't live in that dashed hope, the dashed expectation, can't take it anymore, and so just gives up on it. Scott has not given up on the snatching away, but he's been tried by it, and it sounds to me like he's just kind of dialing it back a little bit. No, Scott, don't take off that helmet of the expectation of your salvation, because you're going to think of it in a different way now. You're going to think of it in a different way. The word is does not belong here at all. I'm not someone that can really think the snatching away is going to happen on Tuesday. I'm not either. Is a damning word. And just go back to work on Wednesday because it doesn't happen. No. No, 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 no. I mean, that's the quote Scott again. I read it before, but I'm going to read it again. Let me just read the whole quote again. I do continue to have struggles, because many of you might be suffering from the same struggle. I don't, and I finally figured out why. And now I'm hoping to help you. I do continue to have struggles looking towards snatching away and still trying to live my everyday life. You know, I'm not someone that can really think the snatching away is going to happen on Tuesday and then just go back to work on Wednesday. No, if that was the way I thought, I couldn't manage that either, Scott. I mean, that's emotionally draining to look for something every day but we're not looking for it. We're looking for the possibility. We're not even looking for it. We're reveling in the possibility. Is that the title of this show? How to live and revel in the guarantee. We're reveling in the guarantee. That's all. We're not reveling in that we think it'll happen this afternoon. No, we're not reveling in that, because then if it doesn't, we're disappointed. We're reveling in the guarantee of it. Okay, let's go on. I mean, that's emotionally draining to look for something every day and have it and not have it happen. That's taxing. That's tiring. That can be frustrating. You know, like it's like transitions are difficult. Yes. And then the example, your child is divorced. Your dad's coming to pick you up tomorrow and then doesn't show up. Yeah, that'd be devastating. That's not what we're talking about. Okay, now I have two analogies that the Lord gave me for this. I shared a little bit of this analogy before, but I perfected it. I don't mind saying so. Okay, let's say you committed a crime, and you have a 20-year jail sentence, and there's 1,000 inmates in this prison. You're in a prison with 1,000 inmates, and you're guilty as hell, and you've all been sentenced to 20 years, no chance of parole. And this prison sucks. But one day, oh, I love this freaking example. One day, President Trump arrives at the prison. He asks to see you. There's 1,000 prisoners. Trump asks for a private conference with you. He sits you down in a private room and says to you, "Listen, kid, I like you. And before I leave office, I am going to pardon you. I just have to wait politically for the right time. But before I leave office, and 2028, I'm going to pardon you. Guaranteed. I promise. You have my word." Shake Trump's hand and he leaves. Whoa. Will you admit that suddenly your sentence, the time you have to spend in that prison, you're still going to be in the damn jail? You don't know how long for sure, but you know you're going to be out by 2028. You might be out tomorrow because Trump says he's going to wait for the politically expedient time. But you have an expectation that no one else in that prison has. Oh, that tickles the shit out of me. Oh, God, I love it. I love it. You're not going to serve 20 years. Hell, oh, hell no. Not even close. You're going to serve 3 years at the most. At the most. It may be a week. If Trump can see clear, he's going to get you out ASAP. He tells you that. I'm going to get you out ASAP, kid. ASAP. Suddenly you walk, and let's say you've served like 2 weeks, or let's say you served a month of your sentence. That'd be an even better way to set this up. That'd be a better way to set this up. If you've served a month, and it has sucked canal water, and you're like, oh my God, this month has gone so slow, I'm dying in here. And then the prospect of 20 years just devastates you. But now you have the guarantee that you're going to get out. This one day changes everything. You've walked. Yes, that's the better setup. You've walked for a month with your head down, just devastated, being depressed, being sad. And now all of a sudden it's like you're already out. In your mind, you're already out. But nobody else got the visit from Trump. In your mind, you're already out. You're going to get a presidential pardon for whatever reason. It doesn't matter. You're guilty as hell. Trump likes you. He can pardon anybody he wants in the federal prison. You're sprung. You're going to be sprung. You're as good as sprung. And you're starting to think that way. You think like I'm already sprung. I'm already out of here. Don't you see how different that would be? And you wake up the next morning, could be today. But it doesn't happen, but that's okay. That's okay. I ain't gonna be no more than 3 years. I know that. So that's okay. That's okay. You see, that's different than if Trump came in and said, I'm gonna pardon you on Friday. And then Friday comes and goes, what the hell, I'm still in here. Trump calls you on the prison phone. Next Friday, sorry, something happened. I had to go to China. I had to go to China. China. The next Friday comes, it doesn't happen. This is the scenario Scott is painting. This is not the right scenario. No, 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 no. Don't think this way. Nobody think this way. When I say 5 minutes or 2.5 minutes or 1 minute and 15 seconds, it's the guarantee that that could, that we're in the air, that we could be smelling the air of deliverance. And I walk with that lightness. When I think about it, when I concentrate on it, it's happy times. I mean, when I can really think about it, maybe it helps to think about this analogy. We are in a prison of sorts, aren't we? We are in a prison. Prison is Eon 3. The prison is planet Earth. It's a freaking prison. But we have been visited by Jesus Christ himself. And he sent us word through Paul, through our apostle Paul. And the word is, I'm busting you out of here. You have a divine, not only a divine pardon, but a justification. And we're going to spring you. You're going to get sprung out of here. And he's telling us a secret. Psst. To you, a secret am I telling. We shall not all be put to repose, but we shall all be changed. There are living members of the body of Christ who will be changed. Will be guaranteed. And we, after that visit, by the word of God, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians 15, by that word of God, by that declaration that has been sealed, it was sent by God through Christ to Paul, through his scribe Tertius, wrote it down, and we have, miraculously, we have that deliverance. We have that divine deliverance described in detail of how we're breaking out of this prison. It's a prison break, for Christ's sake. It's a prison break in 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 Corinthians 15. It's a prison break. And it's led by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, don't you think that in my analogy, you'd be walking different, you'd be talking different, you'd have a better attitude, you'd wake up whistling almost like, and the other prisoners go, what the hell? How could this guy be whistling in prison? None of them know that Trump came to you. Nobody knows that. It's guaranteed. You're getting out. You just don't know when exactly, but you're getting out. Trump promised. It's guaranteed. How much greater is the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ, the promise of God, the promise of Christ, the inspired word of God? Oh, and again, we don't have to wait for another era. There's not going to be another people. This is it, baby. And we are the people.